From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, and happy heavenly birthday to wrestler Roddy Piper. I'm Bruce Treakins, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. Gwinnett's YMCA locations will host free healthy kids festivals on Saturday. Family promise bed race to shine spotlight on, raise funds for the homeless in Gwinnett. Tuition and fees to increase at Georgia's public university starting in the fall of 2024. And the Striper Report with manager Kenikoa Teixeira. Plus my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on celiac disease. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? Kia Mall of Georgia is a family-owned business for over 20 years.
Been here in Buford for 25 years, selling cars to anyone that wants one. The reasons why you would come to a small family-owned dealership, you get that sort of family experience.
Kia Mall of Georgia makes buying, selling, or trading in easy. And that's why customers come back year after year.
We have people from out of state that will come back that have been buying cars from us for years that'll drive on in or fly on in, trade in their car, get a new one, and leave.
So come by the lot today or find us online at KiaMallOfGA.com.
Gwinnett County families can enjoy free fun and learn about children's health at the YMCA's Community Day Festivals this weekend, part of Healthy Kids Day celebrations. 19 YMCA locations, including the J.M. Toll Gwinnett Family YMCA and the Robert D. Fowler Family YMCA, will host events with games, obstacle courses, bounce houses, and educational activities from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Public supermarkets, charities, Delta Airlines, and Gas South are partnering with YMCA for these events, promoting physical activity and healthy lifestyles. Families can access YMCA facilities for free and learn more at ymcaatlanta.org/healthykidsday. Visitors to Lawrenceville Square on Saturday morning will witness a unique sight as theme beds race around the block, all part of Family Promise of Gwinnett's 13th annual bed race. The event aims to raise funds and awareness for families experiencing homelessness in Gwinnett County. Executive Director Carol Love emphasized the importance of addressing this issue, citing HUD data showing a 12% increase in homelessness in 2023. With Georgia ranking 15th highest in the nation for homelessness, the event seeks to support Family Promise's programs and provide essential services for families in need. Teams from local businesses and organizations will compete in time races, creating an energetic atmosphere of camaraderie and family competition. All proceeds will directly benefit Family Promise of Gwinnett's programs. More information is available at familypromisegwinnett.org. The Georgia Board of Regents approved a plan to increase tuition for public colleges and university students in the state. Most in-state students will see a 2.5% rise, while out-of-state and international students will face a 5% and 2% increase, respectively. Chancellor Sonny Perdue cited economic trends, including inflation, as reasons for the hike. For instance, the University of Georgia in-state tuition will go up to $5,017 per semester, while out-of-state students will pay $15,136. The increase, effective fall 2024, also affects online learners, who will see a 2.5% e-tuition increase and new fees. The move comes amid a 6.4% budget increase for the university system approved by lawmakers. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. The Striper's Report coming up next.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200. Or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Samuel Clifford Crosby, Shirley Ann Lamb, and Joanne Welch Mack. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Your future is waiting. Gwinnett County Public Schools Job Fair, April 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Seckinger High School. Your chance to shine and make a difference. Fast track your teaching career. Meet face-to-face with district leaders ready to welcome you aboard. Say yes to GCPS and register at teamgcps.com today. Before we hit the field, let's get the latest from the field. It's time for the Stripers Report, brought to you by Cool-Ray Heating and Air. Visit CoolRay.com.
The Cool-Ray Heating and Cooling pregame show continues from Cool-Ray Field. Your Stripers back home to take on the Memphis Redbirds, as I'm joined by the manager of your Stripers, Kanakoa Teixeira. And coming off, obviously, a tough trip to Omaha. 1-5 record there, got one game in the series, a 7-6 victory. Outside of the fact that the series is over and you get to move on from it, what positives can you take away from that last week of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, we ran into a good team there. I mean, they couldn't do nothing wrong, you know, that whole series. They get jammed and blooping a ball. we drop a ball. I mean, our hitters hit the ball well that series. I mean, we out-hit them 3 out of the 6 games, even though we lost. It was some lopsided scores, but we still out-hit them. And, you know, I take that from us. And, you know, some pitchers actually stepped up and, threw the ball well. You know, I finished, you know, that series really, really well. He looked the best I've seen him in a couple of years. So that's always, you know, a positive note. And, you know, we all came back healthy. So besides Sky Bolt, you know, he took one for the team there, try to get an out. And but, you know, as I say, once one guy goes down, the next guy's got to come up and step up, and we'll see who that is this series.
Your team did have a really good offensive series in Omaha, and right at the top of that list was Leury Garcia. Had a 9-game hitting streak going into Sunday. He's now batting .380 for the year. That's fourth best in the International League. He's a veteran guy. He's got 8 years of service time, but what does he add to this ball club?
He has experience, you know. He's obviously had some highs and lows in his career, and ended up with 8 years in the big leagues. And, you know, he brings that. For me, this, the way he carries himself, you know, Larry, he brings that, veteran-style baseball. And if he goes 0-for-5, you'd never know, right? That's the hardest part about this game, is being able to handle the failure. And with him around, you know, these young kids probably look at him and say, dang, he's been 0-for-5, struck out 4 times, but he's still up there with a smile and still taking good at-bats. So I think that's what he brings. He brings the knowledge and experience to our team, and I think some of these young guys like Luke Waddell and all them can learn from him and are learning from him. So, you know, that's a positive for us.
You're down one veteran infielder, and David Fletcher got the call-up to the big leagues today. That's breaking news that Ozzie Albee is going on the injured list with a fractured toe. Obviously, Fletcher's got plenty of big league time. Braves fans really haven't seen him yet. What can they expect to see from Fletch?
Oh, they'll see a lot of contact. You know, Fletch is one guy that you don't really swing and miss. Fletch will hit the ball, put the ball in play. He loves right field. We saw this series, you know, they played him so shallow, and he almost got thrown out at first 3 times. But, you know, Fletch is a veteran baseball player. His defense is plus. He has a heck of an idea of where the ball is going to be, and he can close his eyes and throw the ball to any base on target at all times. So I think, you know, him going up is a plus as well for the big league club, and excited for him to, you know, keep going.
Movement here at this AAA level is constant. We know that. We come to expect it, and certainly it's not good when it comes from the big leagues because of injuries with Albies going down, but this club's still kind of reeling from the shockwave of Spencer Strider going down, and that affected this rotation last week. Alan Winans went up, made a start for Atlanta. Darius Fiennes just started last night, looked really good. But from your standpoint, being the manager here in AAA, having to mix and match, having to use spot starters, how tough a situation is that to be in?
Well, you know, for me, it's not that hard. If I was playing, yeah, it'd be a little bit more pressure. Right now, you know, it's just put the right guy in, the healthiest guy out there to, you know, try to eat up as many innings as we can. You can't really mix and match right now at this point because, you know, it's just whoever's got the most rest is going to go in and try to eat some innings. That's how we are. That's where we're at right now. I mean, we'll probably be like this, my guess is, for another month or two until, you know, one of these younger cats go up and step up and have 3 or 4 quality starts in a row, then they may stick up there. Who knows? But, you know, it's fun. I enjoy it. You know, it's fantasy baseball, you know, in real life. So it's nothing too scary for me.
Hopefully a guy that'll stick up there is Darius Fiennes. He looked really good in his first start for the Braves last night. 4 2/3 innings, gave up a run on 4 hits, gave them a chance to win and they did that. Were you surprised at all by the effort? Probably not, especially with the way his changeup looks.
No, you know, Vinesy did the same thing here with us. You know, he's, as you know, when you go up, you got some veteran catchers like, you know, Darno and themselves. They understand those hitters. They do a lot of work. And if Vinesy just, you know, goes up there and follows the fingers, you know, those guys will probably get him to the right way. And, you know, don't sleep on the guys we have down here, too, that probably, you know, Elder, we'll see how he goes tonight. You know, I think tonight's a big one for him. If he gets back to his all-star form, you know, he may be up there as well in a week or two. And A.J. Smithshaw is another one, you know. It's the kid's got electric stuff, and when he figures it out, it's going to be plus for the Braves.
You mentioned Bryce Elder. He'll get the start tonight. I know with the situation playing out in Atlanta, he's had a couple of starts, basically scratched. He's been pushed back a couple of days. So it's been 10 days since he's last started. Is that tough coming from a pitching standpoint to have that long of a layoff and get back out there?
Yeah, it's not easy. You know, it's not like a hitter where you can go in a cage and hit and swing and face a machine to, you know, get your rhythm and timing. You know, 10 days down, it's hard. You don't have a hitter in there half the time. You only can throw so many sides before your arm kind of gets a little stiff and whatnot. But I think, you know, it's mentality is the way to work with that one. You know, there's some stints where in the big leagues I didn't pitch for 16 days and you had to come out there and try to get people out. You know, it's more mentally than anything else. If you go in there saying you got it, you're better than the guy, you know, in the box, then, you know, you'll probably win. And I think Bryce has that mentality, which, you know, which is good for him, and we'll see if he has it tonight or not.
And like you said, it's a big start for him tonight, trying to stay on that radar, maybe be the next call-up. What are you hoping to see from him?
Well, you know, I wanted to see him get through six innings. You know, we want to see his velo, you know, jump up just a little bit. But, you know, his stuff has been moving how he wants it to move. You know, his sinker's been sinking really well. His sliders have been sharper. His changeup is kind of what he wants to feel a little bit more and a little more velo. And I think if he does that, I mean, Atlanta should be excited.
Tex, thanks for your time. Best of luck this week.
Thank you, Dave.
Liam McGrath is coming up next.
In Henry County, leadership resonates with action and heart. Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett, our 29th and pioneering African-American sheriff, embodies this spirit. His term reflects more than challenges. It symbolizes victories that glorify our resolve. From the HCSO Restorative Center's triumph to the S3 shaping of our youth for brighter futures, Sheriff Scandrett's compassion extends from advocating for law enforcement to pioneering a mental health unit, ensuring the vulnerable among us aren't overlooked. True leadership is about actions, not just words. It's about changing laws to protect those who protect us, as Sheriff Scandrett has done for injured officers. With proven dedication and unmatched commitment to our community, the choice is clear. Vote to re-elect Sheriff Reginald B. Scandrett for Henry County, for our home.
Authorized by the Committee to Re-elect Sheriff Scandrett.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. While you may see all sorts of salt for sale at Ingles, just remember, there's no health benefit to choosing a pink, gray, or sea salt or kosher salt over iodized table salt if you have high blood pressure. All salt still contains sodium, which may affect your blood pressure if you have hypertension and have been told to limit the amount of sodium you consume.
And now here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingles Markets on celiac's disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to shape the future and make a lasting impact? Gwinnett County Public Schools is hiring. We're looking for skilled carpenters, HVAC technicians, master craftsmen, fleet maintenance experts, and dedicated paraprofessionals. And yes, we're also seeking teachers. Join our team and help us foster a brighter tomorrow. Say yes to purpose. Say yes to impact. Say yes to GCPS. Visit gcpsk12.org/careers today. Your path to a rewarding career awaits. Say yes to GCPS.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.